I'm a hat guy. I've always been a hat guy, and I'm always going to be a hat guy. My infatuation with hats came when I was a boy trying to be like my dad in the early 1980s. See, the style back then was a tall hat with an extremely bent bill. And when I say tall, I'm talking Bass Pro Hat tall. Not Richardson 112 tall. The hat guys just got that reference. See, we all wore hats. The only guys I knew who didn't wear hats was ones whose dads didn't wear hats. It was kind of like a birthright, I suppose. Now, there are certain times where I won't wear a hat, like the national anthem, or at the dinner table, or prayer, and especially not in the house of the Lord. Now, the national anthem, that's a given. I mean, I've never served in the military, but I have an extreme appreciation for those who did. And, partner, you can bet your money on my lid coming off for that. Now, come to think of it, I don't ever remember anybody having trouble taking off a hat during the national anthem. Now, at the dinner table, brothers, trust me, Dortha Jo Odom beat that one in my head at a young age. Dortha Jo was my mother's mother, and she was as rough as a drill sergeant. She kept us in line from can until can't, and a hat at the dinner table was absolutely forbidden. And negative. You want to get a talking to? Wear a hat at Dortha Jo's table. See, she was a Southern woman with a Southern belle style. And she'd tell you in the most politeful yet forceful way that a hat is not to be worn at the table. Please take it off. But see, there's one thing that I always knew, and that's where she stood on hats. She never wavered. She never took a day off. She was consistent. And Lord have mercy, don't get me started on hats in the house of the Lord. You mean to tell me that we'll take a hat off for the national anthem, but we won't for the words that are written in red? See, brothers, that one really bothers me. Now, ladies, I understand that's part of your attire, and I'm coming around on it, but I'm trying. See, the cool thing about a hat guy is we can always tell when we're in the presence of another hat guy. And trust me, when a non-hat guy wears a hat, we can tell that too. A non-hat guy with a hat on, it's like Randy Savage putting on a dress and heels. It just doesn't fit. See, I grin inside when I see non-hat guys wearing a hat, especially when he knows he's going to be in the presence of other hat guys. He's over there trying so hard to fit in. But how many times are we like the non-hat guys in our real life when we try to act like someone or something that we're not in order to fit in with people who are different from us? Or we'll bend our beliefs and let things slide when we don't want to rock the boat. Sometimes I feel this way with the tournament fishing podcast that I do. I feel like I'm being perceived as the non-hat guy. Trust me, I'm not trying to fit in or be like these guys because I don't have that work ethic. The reason that I do it is because I really enjoy talking with them and picking their brains and getting to know them. Pro fishermen have some of the most incredible mental strength, and that draws me in. I say all the time they're like a cross between an amateur biologist and a professional athlete. It's extremely interesting to get to talk to these guys. To break it down to brass tacks, men, be you. Every day, every minute. Be who you are. Don't try to be someone you're not. Figuring out who you are and what you believe in is one of the strongest parts of being a man. Strive to be the non-hat guy amongst hat guys. Have hills worth dying on and guard them with your life. Trust me, when people know who you are and what you stand for, you'll get more respect and more appreciation in the long run. My name is Greg Hicks. This is the Antlers and Hicks Micro Podcast, Episode 2. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope you guys have a great week.